Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we uncover the habits, mindsets, and stories of people who refuse to settle for average and instead create extraordinary lives. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. This show is all about health, mindset, success, and transformation, and how to push through life's biggest obstacles and come out stronger every week. We sit down with guests who have not just talked about making an impact, but have lived it. And today, we have an episode that's going to inspire you. We were talking about overcoming adversity, building resilience, and creating experiences that most people can only dream of. First, we have JT Mesta, an absolute warrior of a human being. Imagine being born with Vascular syndrome, enduring over 16 surgeries by the time you were 3 years old, growing up with severe dyslexia and short-term memory loss. And instead of letting that define you, you use it as fuel to live extraordinary. JT has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, competed in extreme mountain bike races, and traveled the world, all while proving that your circumstances do not determine your destiny. And now he's going to share his philosophy and his brand new book, No Bad Days, turning your biggest challenges into your greatest opportunities. This book is packed with lessons on how to shift your mindset, embrace discomfort, and take control of your life, no matter what challenges you face. And if you've ever felt like life was throwing too many obstacles your way, this conversation is going to flip your perspective upside down. But that's not all. Our second guest, Linda Scroggins, is the person behind the scenes of the world's most exclusive high-level travel experiences. If you've ever wondered what it's like to coordinate private jet charters, luxury yacht experiences, or VIP access to world-class events and even space tourism, Linda is the person making it happen. She runs Fluent Luxury Travel, a company that caters to celebrities, athletes, and business moguls, and high net worth individuals. But what's even more interesting is how she got there. How does someone build a career designing once-in-a-lifetime experiences for the world's elite? What are the secrets to making high-stakes travel seamless? And most importantly, how can anyone create a life of adventure and unforgettable experiences, even if you're not a millionaire or billionaire? This episode is going to be packed with wisdom, storytelling, and real practical insights that you can take into your own life. So wherever you are, wherever you're driving, in the gym, or just tuning in at home, stick with me. I promise you by the end of this episode, you'll be thinking bigger, living bolder, and seeing the world in a whole new way. I'm Blake Byrne, and we'll be right back after this.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and thank you for staying tuned with us. I have my very first author on here with me today, JT Mesta. JT was brought to me by one of the people I work with at Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I read a little bit of his story, and I thought it was really inspiring. Going through all of these medical adversities and getting through them and getting to a point where you want to write a book on it and help other people. JT, I know you don't know much about me, but me personally, I've dealt with Crohn's disease and going through a surgery myself and going and triumphing something that most people tell you that's going to hold you back in life. So I'm super excited to talk to you today. I think we have a lot of, you have a lot of good insights for my audience today, and I'm ready to hear it. JT, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Blake. Thank you so much for having me, and it sounds like we do have a lot in common.
Yeah, and, I'm super excited.
And just, you know, this whole project that I have been able to do with this No Bad Days book has been so special because it shares my story and many other stories of individuals of overcoming adversity. And you know well about overcoming adversity, and that's what I'm, you know, trying to share to so many.
Please, tell me if I'm pronouncing this wrong as well. Is it Vater syndrome, or how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, so it's Vectoral syndrome, and it's a birth defect that affects your GI system, and other birth anomalies come with it as well. And so for me, I look at it as a blessing of the different challenges that I've had because I've learned so much from them. And so I've had all of the GI issues from the top of the esophagus all the way down, and as well as tethered spinal cord and a few other challenges as well. But I've been blessed with amazing medical professionals in my life and just the guidance of my faith and friends and family to help continue to push me forward and to overcome my challenges.
So JT, was this something you were diagnosed with at birth, or was this something that developed later in life?
Yes, so this was diagnosed at birth, and so when I was born, they did not know that I had this, but immediately as I came into this world, they figured it out very quickly, and my first surgeries were performed when I was an infant, and those being from Detroit, Michigan, that's where a lot of that was done. And then from there, we moved around the country, finding professionals and in this. And one amazing doctor, Dr. Pena, he's the one who has basically put me back together. And so I share some stories of him in this book and his adversities in life and really why it motivated him to do what he does. And so my journey has definitely, with the challenges, has put me in a direction of trying to help others. And so
we're talking to JT Mesta on his book, No Bad Days. You faced a lot of adversity, more than most people can probably imagine. Multiple surgeries, severe dyslexia. Looking back, what was the defining moment that decided for you to take control of your story? I ask this because there's two types of people. People who accept it and people who want to change it. You're the type of person who wanted to change it and not let something control you. Break that down for us, please.
Yeah, of course. So I think, you know, at birth with these challenges, and like I've talked about and I talk about in my book, is the tribe of people you have around us and surround yourself with and how they motivate you and push you to achieve the things that you want. And so very early on, being blessed with those people in my life and sticking with them, I was motivated to stay positive and wake up every day with a smile and go out there and put my best foot forward no matter what the challenge was. Like you said, if it was my medical or education challenges, we just continue to stay strong and get through them. And through that journey, I wanted to learn more as I got older, and that is what really motivated me to put together this book. And so when I was in college, I did the research and started to learn more about myself, and then that's when I introduced the writing side to me and put out these books. And the No Bad Days is a saying that just I think is so powerful, of the fact that every day is a blessing and there are no bad days. We just, you know, have to put our best foot forward, and there are hard days, but we get past those.
I love that. I think a lot of people in this pessimistic world can take a lot of value from that. So what was growing up for you like? How did your family support you in overcoming the odds? And what role did faith or mindset play into shaping your resilience?
Yeah, so my family played a huge role. And I think that, you know, one of the biggest things for me was the fact that even though I had these challenges, my parents didn't treat me any different. They wanted me to go out there and play sports, whether it was lacrosse or tennis or skiing or climbing mountains. And so a lot of my motivation and excitement comes from being active and trying new things. And that's part of my passion, is being able to introduce people to adventure. And so one of the things that I've done through the books, I've also started a foundation, and that foundation, what we do is we give back to children with colorectal issues. And so we get them medical supplies that they need and help support them through that journey. And with that, we do that through adventure, which adventure is my passion, one of my biggest passions. And from climbing mountains or climbing from the south rim of the Grand Canyon to the north rim and back, or a new adventure that I'm taking on here this spring, April 13th, that you can follow along my journey as well through my social media. But we're doing the Benedict 100, and this is 100 miles of skinning. And what skinning is you know, you put this material on the bottom of your skis that allows you to go uphill. So we'll be skinning from Aspen to Vail, Colorado, over 6 days, doing 100 miles and raising money for the JT Mesta Foundation. And I'm just so excited for this new journey and doing it with some incredible people that, like I've talked about in my book about finding your tribe and your wolf pack, these definitely are people in my wolf pack.
Wow, that's a mission. 100 miles. over 6 days. And so I guess sticking to that, you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, raced mountain bikes, and you've pushed yourself in extreme ways. What drives you to take these physical and mental challenges, or rather, why is it important to do so?
Yeah, so I think, you know, challenging ourselves is so important in life to just teach us about getting out of our comfort zone and pushing forward and really challenging ourselves to achieve new things. And so in my life, I've done it through adventure, and that's been so important to me. And so I think one of the biggest things that is a takeaway from this book is just motivating people to get out and try new things, but also to know that in their biggest challenges that they can get through them, and through adventure is one way.
So how can people take the first leap into throwing themselves out there to do these hard challenges? How do they get that mental mindset, or I guess you could say that David Goggins mindset of just putting themselves in these hard situations?
Yes, I love that. And David Goggins is a great example of, I think one of my ways of looking at it is finding a passion that really motivates you. And, you know, that might not be climbing a mountain. It might be it might not be skiing. It might not be doing this big trek that we're doing. But what it is finding something that you have a passion for, that you love, and that is going to challenge you in the same way. And I think one of the things that has really led me to do that is, first off, the people in my life that have encouraged me to do that, but also faith. And faith has been a huge part of my life. And I feel that getting out in the in new environments and getting out in nature is something that allows me to really reflect and focus my faith, and that I feel that throughout my challenges, one of the biggest things that is when someone said no, I knew that I could go out there and they told me no, that I wouldn't be able to achieve something. And so I'd go out there and I'd try, and through faith, I was able to accomplish those dreams.
We're talking to JT Mesta, his super inspiring story and the author of No Bad Days. My name is Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after this.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in for the second segment of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to JT Mestal on his book, No Bad Days. JT, I want to kick it off with your book, No Bad Days. It's about turning life's biggest challenges into opportunities. What inspired you to write it, and who do you hope it helps the most?
Yeah, so, you know, what inspired me to write it was the fact that one of the things that I had learned throughout my life of being in different medical facilities and along that journey, I learned that so many people have so many incredible stories to share about overcoming things or persevering. And that was one of the reasons that I thought that it was an awesome idea to bring to life, was because we need to share stories. And I always say that one thing that I learned is throughout school and growing up was the fact that when I shared what was going on in my life, people could reflect and learn from that, and they would take that and they felt that they could trust me with things that were going on in their life. And it really created a much better relationship with others and sort of a friendship that you could support each other and help each other. And I think a lot of the times it is just about communication and being able to communicate what's going on to others to allow them to understand. And so that is one of the reasons that No Bad Days came to life, was to share that. And another motivating factor was just the amazing stories that I had learned from being around so many individuals that had had challenges with medical or education.
And I definitely think it means the world to a lot of people who hear about stories like yours or mine and realize they're not alone in their journey and realize that someone else has been through it and has gotten through it. So this book and what you're speaking out on is very inspirational, and credit to you. It's amazing. But your philosophy, No Bad Days, it's simple, but it's powerful. But there are tough days. How do you personally reset and stick to the mindset when things get hard?
I love that. You know, I think that you said it best, that there are tough days. There are no bad days. There's only hard days and tough days. But, you know, one of the biggest things that allows us to get past those moments, and I talk a lot about is your tribe of people. And one of those people in my life that it was so beneficial to have and an incredible mentor of mine was this gentleman named Lottie Sloth. And he was a ski coach of mine for years and taught me all about adventure and the outdoors. And one thing that he taught me was a very valuable lesson in life, and it was learning to fall. And the whole premise of this is we're going up the chairlift the first time that I met him, and he says, JT, we're going to learn how to fall today. And I'd been skiing for quite a few years and racing, And I said, you know, this is not something that I need to learn. He's like, no, we're going to spend the whole day learning to fall. And as we got up there and we fell to the left and to the right and forward, and he taught me how to properly get back up and roll over, I learned that the lesson of the day of learning to fall was so important in my life, because it wasn't just on the ski slope learning to fall and how to get back up and not be injured, but it's also a very valuable life lesson of you have to pick yourself back up and you have to keep yourself motivated. But if you need support too and you can't motivate yourself, it's having that amazing group of people around you to support you and lift you up. And faith too, right? That's a big part of overcoming adversities as well, is having that, for me at least. And so, yes, that's the big thing, is, you know, get back up and keep going and stay motivated and find those tools in your tool chest that's going to help you get through those tough days.
That is something I've yet to hear of, is I always hear how to get back up, but learning how to fall and then get back up, I don't know. I think that's going to stick with me for a while, and I think that's a very smart way to look at it as well. I love that a lot.
You know, we definitely know that we're all going to fall in life, right? And so knowing that that's going to happen sometimes, and learning from it and taking that experience, that life experience, whatever it is, and just growing from it and resetting and moving forward.
So if someone's listening right now and is struggling, whether it's health issues, maybe a career setback, or they're feeling stuck, what's the first step they can take towards embracing the no bad days mindset?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for me is the simplest thing is putting a smile on your face is such an uplifting thing. And just, you know, staying there, looking yourself in the mirror and putting that smile on and going back out into the world with that smile. And you know, that is one small tool to keep moving forward, but also an impactful tool, because it's not just you trying to bring yourself back up, but when you're out on the streets and you smile at a random person that you don't know, but that smile might mean the world to them for that day, and they might need that. And it hopefully uplifts so many other people that you never even know that you've touched.
Yeah, I'm in a group called Irrational Optimist, and that's their big thing is, when I asked them, how do you become an irrational optimist, is just, you know, start smiling at people. Or, you know, his philosophy is there are no strangers. So it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
I love that. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
No, it's amazing. We're coming to an end here soon, but you've achieved so much. What's next for you? Are there any new challenges or adventures or projects you're excited about?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big events coming up is for the foundation. The book launch, first off, is going to be April 1st, and so No Bad Days will be released on April 1st, and then the foundation event as well, which I'm very excited about, doing this 100-mile trek with some amazing mentors and friends of mine, and people in my wolf pack, my tribe, and that those are two big adventures. And overall, I'm just thrilled with the excitement of No Bad Days, and hoping that we can continue to lift up spirits and help them to move on and get past those big challenges in their life. And so, you know, I think the biggest thing is the fact that there are no bad days, there's only hard days, but we keep moving forward.
Oh, my apologies. I accidentally muted. So if you could go back and give advice to your younger self, let's say JT at age 10, what would you say to him?
I think the biggest thing I'd say to him is the fact that you're going to have obstacles that pop up. There's going to be moments in your life that you're going to be told no, and that you won't be able to achieve this or do that. But Those are just roadblocks at the time, but they're opportunities for a new door to open. And that new door, when it opens, there's so much joy and goodness that can come from that. And so just keep your head up and keep moving forward.
I've probably got time for one more question here. I want your best answer. So a lot of people who deal with these issues, I guess it doesn't even have to be health-wise. Many people see these challenges that you faced as roadblocks, but you turn them into opportunities. How did you shift your mindset from victim to warrior? Like, what kind of clicked? Like, and I want to explain this just a little bit. When I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease, I kind of developed this mindset of, I don't want a disease or a health issue to hold me back. What was that for you?
Yes. There's always times that are moments in your life that you're down. And even though I say all this no bad days and everything, I know that there's days that are super challenging. And I think that when you're in those moments and you need that that lift, to that encouragement to keep moving forward, and that warrior mindset like you've brought up, I think that my biggest thing with that in my life was the fact that I realized at a young age that I was struggling with medical challenges, but when I would go past down the hall in the hospital and see one kid that was super sick and another kid that wasn't as sick as me, and a couple days later they both be gone, but the first one passed away and the second one had been discharged from the hospital. At a young age, it put into perspective life and just how important.
JT, I'm so sorry. I have to cut you off. Look out for JT Mestau's book, April 1st. We'll be right back with more Live Better right after this.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
okay?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Thank you for staying aboard with Live Better. We got a new guest on now, Linda, the owner of Affluent Travel, one of the best people you can go to curate a perfect travel experience for yourself. Linda, I'm super excited to have you on. Hopefully I can get you on next week. But how are you doing? And tell us a little bit about yourself so the audience can get to know you.
Hi, Blake. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm super excited to be your guest. And my company is Affluent Luxury Travel. We are based at the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, Texas. And we specialize in curating experiences for people who value travel as part of their lifestyle. We work with ultra-high net worth individuals, celebrities, athletes, and Fortune 500 executives, and just people who time is one of their most valued assets.
You've built a career around curating travel experiences for celebrities, high net worth individuals, and I guess I saw somewhere space tourism as well. How did you get started in that industry? And I mean, how do you even get yourself in a position to be able to do this?
So, you know, I transitioned from law to travel. I worked in civil litigation for many years. And, I really didn't have a life because I was working, in trials 24/7. And after a trial was over, I would really just pamper myself with building these elaborate itineraries just for me personally to experience. And that's really where it took off from. And a lot of my friends and family wanted to join me, on a lot of my travels because I did all the work for them. And so, it was fun for me. And I just really developed that passion from travel.
So what does a typical day look like for you? Are you constantly putting out fires and making last minute adjustments, or is everything pretty planned and down to the last detail? How does that go?
Well, I would say both. I mean, we plan everything down to what, time the champagne should be till the sunset. But, no matter how perfectly you plan, something unexpected always happens. So while my clients are off having the time of their lives, I'm behind the scenes just making sure that plan B, C, and D are ready to go, just in case. I mean, it's a lot of quick thinking and staying calm under pressure, but honestly, I love it. And I live for those moments when I could just quietly save the day without anyone even knowing that there was a hiccup.
Well, most people think travel is a luxury, but you said that experiences are more important than just fancy hotels. I mean, I know we were talking about kind of wellness retreats, and maybe if you kind of prepare for that, we can talk about that. But what separates an average trip from a once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Well, so for me, luxury isn't about just expensive things. It's about how meaningful it feels. The best trips are the ones where, you come home and you have stories that you can't believe actually happened. I'll give you an example. I have two clients, they're ladies, young, women that they like to travel together, and they went on a trip to Italy. And it was their first time in Italy, and I just told them, look, just go with the flow, just don't have an itinerary. And they ended up meeting a music artist. I won't say who he is, but he was on tour, and then he just invited them to join him on tour and literally pay for their entire vacation. So it's little things like that just come up as so unexpected. So that's one thing that I would just say, that for that experience, I believe that was once-in-a-lifetime experience for those particular clients.
Wow, so I guess following up with that, what's the wildest or, I guess, most over-top travel request that you've ever had to fulfill, if you're able to speak on that?
Oh, wow, yes, that's a good question. So I'm helping a group of, you know, billionaires do a buyout with Virgin Galactic Space. And, you know, so some of our clients, they come to us because they want that what's next. You know, they are very well traveled, been there, done that. You know, they come to me because we are one of the space agents for Virgin Galactic, and trying to plan a buyout for a space, you know, ship for billionaires to go to space is really exciting, but managing their schedules is key. And, you know, there's a wait list for that experience. There's about, it's about a year's wait list to get them actually up in the air. It takes about 6 months to prep for a 45-minute experience. And so we're just constantly trying to figure out, you know, how to fulfill that request and move them and fast-track them to the front of the line, because, you know, some people wait, you know, for a year to do this experience, but it's the ultimate. So I would say that's probably one of the wildest ones that I'm, you know, working on. So I'm learning a lot. I've actually had a chance to go down to two of the launches at the space shuttle port in New Mexico with Richard Branson. And so it's really exciting. That's probably the wildest and most over-the-top one that I'm super excited to be working on.
So this galactic travel, what goes into that, and how do you get connected into something like that? I mean, that's not an easy feat, you know?
Well, it's all about knowing your audience and your clientele. And so I'm just very fortunate to be in a position to have access to those type of clients that want that experience. And it's not for everyone, and it's truly a niche. And it's a niche that I've embraced. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot that goes into it, just prepping the clients to do that experience. But at the end of the day, once it's done, they become an astronaut. And that's something that, you know, that's what I call creating an unforgettable moment that you just can't imagine. That's something that, you know, most people will never get a chance to experience. So I think it's very special.
So how much would that, I don't know if you can say, how much would that cost for, you know, someone to go and do that experience?
So that the cost of that experience is $650,000 per seat. So Virgin Galactic just recently retired Delta. So Delta was the last aircraft that went up, and, you know, it could only take six people at a time, and they were doing two space flights per month. But because, you know, there's such a huge wait list to experience, you know, this space trip, they retired Delta Unity, and they're building a new spacecraft called Delta. So Delta will be launched, I believe, in 26, and it will have eight seats, and they're going to be doing two flights per week in order to alleviate some of the backlog for customers that's, you know, waiting to go up. So, but yeah, it's about $650,000 per seat.
That's, I mean, $650 is still a lot, but I thought it would be a little bit more than that. So that's not bad for being able to have that once in a lifetime experience of being up in space. So the travel industry is constantly evolving, whether like people want to go like one spot's hot and then the next spot, oh, I want to go there, or something on TikTok starts trending. What trends do you see shaping the future of high end travel or just experiences in general?
You know, I think the future of travel is really all about deeper and more meaningful connections. You know, people are craving authentic experiences that go beyond just sightseeing. You know, they want to immerse themselves, like, in the culture. They want to learn from locals and have unique personal interactions that, you know, they just can't get anywhere else. You know, I see technology, you know, playing a huge role. You know, AI-based personalized itineraries, that this is, like, huge. And, you know, sports and entertainment is really trending. It's evolving. You know, we're doing pickleball experiences around the globe. You know, we have a pickleball experience coming up this year. We're targeting September in Bermuda, where we're curating these stay-and-play experiences with pickleball pros. You know, a lot of our clients in the sports space, they're looking at, you know, F1 is trending, and it's constantly trending. And some of the destinations that are under the radar, like Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, these are like the new playground for the wealthy and people that just want to go to these under the, you know, radar destinations or things that, you know, they haven't really tapped into yet. So I'm seeing a lot of trends in those areas.
Yeah, you might have to send me the information for that pickleball excursion. This kind of sounds like that's up my alley. A lot of people dream about traveling the world, but they don't know where to start. What's your best travel hack for making unforgettable experiences possible, maybe even on a budget as well?
You know, I would definitely say, reach out to a travel professional. And I'm not just saying that because that's what I do. But, you have to start there because, I'll give an example. If you want someone to manage your money, you're going to go to a financial advisor, right? It's the same in the travel space. We have trained travel professionals that our job is to travel the world and to seek out the best experiences. And, we're going to know everything. And we're going to be able to plan, your trip from the beginning, during your trip, and when you return. So there's a lot of details that goes into it, and oftentimes when you try to DIY it, you may miss something. So that's really the best travel hack that I would give, is just really seek a professional to help, create those experiences because, after all, time is the most valuable asset, and you want someone to be able to plan that according, to your preferences.
I don't know if this is a question that you can answer simply, but how would somebody find a good travel agent or a reliable travel agent? I mean, I'm assuming you probably don't want to just go on Fiverr and see the first person that pops up.
Well, they can contact Affluent Luxury Travel. And, but yes, I mean, Google is your best friend, but I would definitely, you can always look into travel agencies that are recommended by friends. I feel that, we're one of the best in the area in Frisco. So,
I mean, I have to agree with you. I believe you're the best too. I guess, where could they reach out to you at then?
Yes.
What do you have a website or how would they reach out to you?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Says our website is Affluent Luxury Travel, and it's www.affluentluxurytravel.net. And our email address is contactus@affluentluxurytravel.net.
So a lot of people, we got 2 minutes. I want to ask you a different question. If you could plan the ultimate live better travel experience, something that embodies growth, adventure, pushing the limits, where would you send me and why?
Wow, that's a loaded question. Actually, I mean, there's a lot of different opportunities out there. Your show is about health and wellness and fitness. I would probably focus on one of my favorite, self-help journey, overall health and fitness and wellness resort is Jolly Being, and that's in the Maldives. I would curate a wellness journey around that resort experience.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for coming on. Hopefully we'll get to see you next week and jump a little bit more into how people can curate wellness journeys and plan around that. But like I said, thank you so much for coming on. I'll see you soon, Linda. And
yes,
we'll be back with more Live Better. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be back after this.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to Live Better for my closing statement. What an incredible conversation today with JT and Linda. I just want to take a moment to unpack everything that we learned. First, JT messed up. What a powerful story. He's really living proof that no matter what life throws at you, you have the ability to turn it into something great. His journey from undergoing 16 surgeries as a child to becoming a global adventure entrepreneur and now an author is nothing short of inspiring. For his new book, No Bad Days, it's definitely a must-read for anyone who has ever struggled with setbacks, doubt, challenges that maybe has seemed too big to overcome. And if there's one thing that I can take away from JT's story, it's that your mindset is everything. You don't have to let your circumstances define you. You have the power to choose how to respond to life's challenges and the choices that can change everything. And I love the point about falling, learning how to fall. I feel like it's a little bit of a different perspective to just getting back up. If you learn how to fall, it's going to be easier to get back up. Then we had Linda. Whether you're a celebrity booking a last-minute private jet or just someone looking to elevate your travel and life experiences, Linda's approach is all about going beyond expectations and making the impossible happen. And at the core of it all, it's about relationships, trust, and deep understanding of what truly makes an experience extraordinary. And to really immerse yourself in the culture, if you're traveling somewhere, try to meet a local. Try to get into the places that normal tourism's or tourists wouldn't really see. I had the chance to do that in Morocco, and it was definitely one of the best experiences I've had. So some takeaways from today's episodes as well is from JT, no matter what you're facing, you have the power to turn obstacles into opportunities. It's not about what happens to you, it's about what you do with it. And his no bad days mindset is something we can all apply to our daily lives. And that's it for Live Better. If this is your first time listening, welcome to Live Better. And every week we bring you conversations with incredible people who have lived, learned, and built lives full of meaning. We'll be back next week with another guest who will challenge the way you think, push your growth, and help you live better. Until then, keep pushing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep living better.